Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Then I'll start the video. That's always a countdown. And let's see, put the study up, and that's it. We're ready. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you again for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua as we humbly come before your holy throne, Lord and God, as kings and priests to the living God. We thank and praise you for another Sabbath day. We thank you for our brothers and sisters. We thank you for being alive in this century to make a stand for you, living God. May you make this day a beautiful day and the Sabbath of God. And it's your Sabbath, Father. Thank you for letting us know about it. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name, and may you heal everyone, give everyone thankful hearts for eternal life and forgiveness of sins. And I thank you again, Father. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Well, here we are. We're in Holmwood, Tennessee, High Forest at the moment, and today's a Sabbath. There's the phone number, there's the email, there's the website. Today is October 14th, 2022. 2023. And it's amazing. We're still using this crazy calendar after all these years. I think it's 441 years, yeah. Jehovah has his own calendar, which is deleted from this world out there. Actually, you can see today the Sabbath is deleted from everybody around because no one's keeping the Sabbath out there. Today they're having a big shindig out there. But God's calendar says today is Ha'etanim 28. And that's it. Today's, the eighth month Bul will be starting coming Monday evening, so it'll be day all day Tuesday. And that'll be Bul, that's spelled B-O-O-L. In English they spell it B-U-L, which is a little different. But we know it's not Cheshvan or Ma-Cheshvan like Judaism says. They use these crazy words. Anyway, there it is, that's how you find the month of Bul. It's in 1 Kings 6:38. Today's topic, I wanted to just talk a little bit about other gods. Soon the pagan holidays will start again, you know, they're going to be coming upon us at the end of this month. Breaking news, Washington. The National Retail Federation today issued its annual forecast anticipating the retail sales will grow between 4 to 6% in 2023. All the fake holidays, I mean, besides Halloween and Christmas, all of them, they'll add up to about $5.23 trillion this year. Think of that. $5.13 trillion to $5.23 trillion. National Retail Federation, the organization defines the holiday season as November 1st to December 31st, has forecasted a healthy year-over-year sales growth between 6 and 8%. So this Halloween and Christmas, they're going to generate $960 billion.
Wow.
That's a wow. And know what's strange about it? Once upon a time, Halloween was banned in 1845. But today it's gonna generate $12.2 billion. Think about that. And Christmas was banned in up to 1659 in America. There was no such thing. It's made up. But here we have these people. Everyone's celebrating these two crazy deals going on. Anyway, some scripture, different religions. I like to read 1 Kings 18. And it came to pass after many days that the word of Jehovah came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show yourself unto Ahab. I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab. And there was a sore famine in Samaria. How long before that goes off? And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Obadiah feared Jehovah greatly. So do I, man. I fear God greatly. And it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Jehovah that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, his name is Ovadiah in Hebrew, go into the land unto all the fountains of water and unto all the brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we may lose none at all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And Ovadiah was in the way. Behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, are you my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned that you would deliver your servant into the hand of Ahab, the devil, to slay me? And Jehovah your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom whether my Lord had not sent to seek you. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation, and they found you not. And now you say, go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from you, that the Spirit of Jehovah shall carry you whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find you, he shall slay me. But I, your servant, fear Jehovah from my youth. Was it not told, my Lord, that I did what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Jehovah, how I hid 100 men of Jehovah's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as Jehovah of hosts lives, disbelieve me, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. And Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Are you the one that troubles you? Are you the guy who troubles Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of Jehovah, and you have followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the grove 400. Which eat at Jezebel's table. So that's like 850, is that 850?
Yeah.
Wow, 400, that's 850, huh? So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? And that's what it says right there in the Hebrew. Yeah, I looked it up. The word asif means divided in your mind, the state of ambivalence, the state of having mixed feelings or contradictory ideas about someone or something, causing division or divided opinion. If Jehovah be God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. That's what people do sometimes when you talk to them. They just look at you and stare. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of Jehovah. And of course, he gets a little bit, God tells him a little bit about that later on. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give you two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire thereon. No fire under, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put no fire under, and call you upon the name of your gods, and I'll call upon the name of Jehovah. Amen. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it's well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first. For you are many, and call on the name of your gods, but no, put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even unto noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass that Elijah mocked them. He mocked them. And that means mocked. He mocked them, saying, cry aloud. He's a god. Either he's talking, or maybe he's pursuing. Or maybe he's in a journey. Or peradventure he sleeps and must be awaked. And they cried aloud and cut themselves. I don't know what that means. They cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets.
Lancets.
Till the blood gushed out upon them. Yuck. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. I guess Baal's not
there.
Yeah. And Elijah said unto the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of Jehovah that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of Jehovah came, saying, Israel shall be your name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Jehovah, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels full of water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood, to make it a little harder, okay? And he said, do it the second time. So the second time, they're going to go pour 4 barrels of water on the burnt sacrifice and the wood. And he said, do it the third time. Whoa, Nelly, that's a lot of water, and that's a lot of... The wood must be soggy by now, right? And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. That's how much water it was. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Jehovah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word, Father. Hear me, O Jehovah, hear me, that this people may know that you are Jehovah God, and that you have turned their heart back again. And the fire of Jehovah fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. The fire of Jehovah, yeah. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, Jehovah, he is God. He is the God. It says, Vayomru, Yehovahu Elohim, Yehovahu Ha-Elohim. Jehovah is God. He is God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get you up, eat. Elijah said unto Ahab, get you up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down unto the earth and put his face between his knees and said unto his servant. He said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there rises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare your chariot and get you down, that the rain stop you not. Let the that the rain stop you not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and rain, and there was a great rain. Wait a minute, excuse me. Let me read that again. It came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was great rain, and Ahab abode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of Jehovah was upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. So we see that even though people are divided in their minds and they don't know whether Jehovah is God or who's God, or they might be divided in their thoughts and actions, God always wins in the end. Always. Yeshua said, "Think not that I'm come to send peace on the earth. But I came not to send peace, but a sword." He came to bring a sword. "For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Wow. "And a man's foe shall be they of his own household." So you got to watch out from your own household. You might have some enemies in there, right? "He that loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me," Yeshua said. That loves anyone or anything more than God. You can't love anything more than that God. He that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Amen. That scripture got me all my life right there. And that comes from Micah, chapter 7. "Trust not in a friend, put not your confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of your mouth from her that lies in your bosom. For the son dishonors the father, the daughter rises up against the mother, daughter-in-law is against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house." That's scary in a lot of ways, if you think about it. Your own family could be your enemies. That's love anyone or anything more than God. We can't do that. So you got to watch out for anything that gets between you and God. "Therefore, I look unto Jehovah, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Amen. Hallelujah. This is not a long study today. This is a short little study because we have a short day and got a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. Paul said, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies is big time, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, which I told you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things are not going to inherit the kingdom of God." So if you have even heresies, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. That's a scary thought. 2 Timothy, Paul tells Timothy, he says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And that's what we do. And that's what I've done in the last week. You know, I've done that with different verses in the Bible, and I prove different things I could prove and things I can't prove through the scriptures. And that's the way you're supposed to do it. If you can't prove something, you can't prove it. You go, you just don't know. But if you can prove something, you prove it. And that's what you need to do. And that's what I've done. "But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as does a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philistus." Now these two guys, Hymenaeus and Philistus, you know what they said? Concerning the truth, they erred. They said that the resurrection was past already, which I don't see how people fell for that, and overthrew the faith of some. So you can actually overthrow the faith of some people by your heresy and by your false beliefs. This Hymenaeus and Philistus, these guys went down in history. Isn't that weird? I don't know if they repented. We'll never know, but who knows? Anyway, in closing for today, short study. We want to make sure we're all of one mind, one body, one soul, one spirit. And that's the way we have to be. Once upon a time, Halloween was banned. It was uncelebrated in this country until 1845. Christmas was banned in 1659 in the new land known as America. Just make sure that nothing or no one separate you from the living God of Israel. And I thank God for that. Follow Yeshua the Messiah and his truth. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. It's a short little study, but we had lots of studies last week, so I thought we'd just end today and we'll end there for right now. God bless you. If you have any questions, you can come to the mic. Let me stop the audio real quick. Shabbat Shalom.